Cici Kleiner-Fiesman, una niña de 12 años sobreviviente de cáncer, ha logrado, con su convincente voz, historia y espíritu de resiliencia, tener la oportunidad de llevar su historia a diferentes espacios. Actualmente, tras ser nombrada Impact Speaker en el evento Harmony and Hope el próximo 9 de abril, Cici estará ofreciendo un discurso, así como una interpretación de piano, en el mismo escenario en que se honrará a Andrea Bocelli.
Cici, in this last year, has been asked to be the Canadian ambassador for High Lifeline, as she is quite a compelling speaker and motivator. And so they asked her if she would be willing to be an impact speaker for this event. And in the context of that, knowing that she is an artist and loves to play the piano, and given that this is an event that honors Andrea Bocelli in music, she's been given this opportunity, incredible opportunity, to perform in front of this audience.
Al respecto, Cici comparte su sentir a raíz de esta participación en Harmony and Hope.
Well, it's a really big honor. And I'm really excited, and it means that I get to share my story with other people, so maybe they can help to support High Lifeline.
Además, Cici nos cuenta cómo es que desde años atrás conoció a Andrea Bocelli por primera vez y cómo es que actualmente estará presentándose en un evento con él.
Actually, it's a very funny story. When I was a little girl, maybe one or two, I really loved Sesame Street. And one day, I saw Elmo singing a duet with a man. And I never really thought much of it. I just knew I really liked it. And this year, in my classroom, my teacher really likes to play the classical music station. And I kept hearing all these songs, and they were operas, and I was wondering, who are they? And then my mom told me, okay, Cici, you're going to be performing for Andrea Bocelli. And I asked, who is he? She showed me a video, and I said, that's the guy from Sesame Street. She also told me that he was sort of the Taylor Swift of opera.
Cici es una artista, gran motivadora y oradora. Disfruta jugar con sus gatos y tocar el piano, pues ha encontrado en este instrumento una manera peculiar de ver a las diferentes situaciones de la vida.
Well, I like that I can express myself, because sometimes it's really hard to just yell and say mean words, so instead I just get it out in piano.
Con sus habilidades de oratoria, el último año Cici se convirtió en la embajadora canadiense de High Lifeline Canada, una organización dedicada a ayudar a familias que viven situaciones de enfermedad y pérdidas. Pero, ¿cuál es la conexión entre esta organización y la vida de Cici? Galit Kleiner, madre de Cici, nos cuenta más al respecto.
High Lifeline Canada is an organization that supports families living with illness and loss. And it's an incredibly compassionate, kind, lovely, charitable organization that helped us when Cici was ill. When she was 3, she was diagnosed with cancer. And it was a very difficult year for us as a family and for her. And High Lifeline supported us and supported her and have remained in our life all these years.
Además de honrar a Verónica y a Andrea Bocelli, el evento Harmony and Hope estará ofreciendo la presentación de piano de Cici, por lo que ella nos cuenta qué pieza musical ha elegido para este evento.
Well, I prepared a speech, but I've also prepared a piano piece called Stormy Seas by Anne Crosby Gaudette. And I chose it because I feel like it kind of represents the highs and lows and storminess of having cancer.
Este 2024, High Lifeline Canada celebra su 18 aniversario. Y con el evento Harmony and Hope, esta organización busca recaudar fondos para seguir con sus actividades.
This year, it is their 18th anniversary. Chai in Hebrew is 18 is a special year. It relates to life. Chai means life. And it's their Chai anniversary. And so they're having a gala event as a fundraiser to generate and support their organization. And Andrea Bocelli is being honored. Cece's been given the gift of life. We were very, very lucky that she survived a terrible illness and she's now cured of cancer. It was an excruciatingly difficult, painful year for us. But we didn't do it alone. We survived with incredible support, Chai Lifeline especially. And we feel a certain obligation to pay it forward and encourage others to be generous, to support this organization and any people that are suffering. That's what being a good person is. So we hope that this will be an event that will generate a lot of good spirit and generosity and kindness.
Reportando para CHHA 1610 AM, la voz de la comunidad, Ivette Hernández. Este material forma parte de la iniciativa de periodismo local del Fondo de Radios Comunitarias Canadiense.